It's a Monday on the Rio Grande, and the crisp breeze is peculiar for South Texas, known for its hellish heat. Your typical boat outing doesn't usually start with strapping on a bulletproof vest.
Are you nervous going out right now?
No, I love the water.
But for locals Larry Solis and Raul Cruz, these aren't your typical waters.
It's a crisis. There's no such thing as a challenge. It's a crisis.
Behind the banks, armed cartels aren't far off. And with the surge at the border, the two men come out frequently to canvass the currents.
To my right would be the United States, and to my left would be Mexico. I would say the river would maybe be 100 yards in width, to length of a football field, basically from one bank to the other bank.
Raul lives in Mission, Texas, but he's also a member of the United Cajun Navy, a nonprofit search and rescue group. His mission is twofold, offering supplies to migrants who need emergency care and shining a light on the problem playing out in front of him. They took us along for a regular patrol, the shores of the Rio Grande River littered with trash left behind by travelers, like this mountain of clothes, food, and baby toys, not to mention the crossing equipment that gets left behind.
Yeah, you'll find a deflated raft. You'll find air mattresses that they use also to come across. There are life jackets that get left behind for whatever reason.
Coming from behind the trees, plumes of black smoke and the smell of campfire lingers. On a cool day like this, Raul says it's a sign they cooked and kept warm around the coals before crossing. The water, too cold for passage today, but in the last week, Raul has documented this.
No.
The masked rowers, cartel members, according to locals who say they're charging a crossing fee of about $5,000 per migrant, an entire network of rafts in motion. The ones standing along the banks, signaling when it's safe for the next huddle of families to emerge.
You see on the right there under the brush?
See all the group right there? Hiding?
Right up here.
Children, babies coming across that have been traveling for months.
This group of mothers and children fleeing from the tree line. They're from Guatemala and have been traveling for a month. The perils along the way are relentless. We've blurred this photo, but this migrant dead along the shores. Our guides suspect murder after failing to pay the smuggling fee.
From somebody who lives here and sees this every day, is it a challenge or is it a crisis?
I say it's a crisis, and the administration can come down any day and I'll bring them out to the water so they can see it themselves.
For those who do make it across, unaccompanied children and families with kids younger than 7 are allowed to stay. We visited the COVID checkpoint for migrants in downtown McAllen. This group of about 20 tested negative and was released into the night, many heading to find shelter, others grab a ticket at the local bus stop across the street.
They all know there's a catch and release program going on, so they'll catch them, they'll process them, find out where they have family and stuff, give them their walking papers, and they'll give them a bus ticket to wherever they're headed to. That just opens the floodgate to everybody who wants to come to America now.
Now, Raul was born and raised here. He says in all of his years, he has never seen migrant activity like this across the water or even across the land. He also said he understands the Biden administration wanting to start a new chapter of compassion, but just wishes they had had a more efficient plan in place. And he calls on Biden and Harris to stop blaming the Trump administration and their predecessors and come see this for themselves. Reporting live in Hidalgo, Texas tonight, Marky Martin, News Nation.